back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website and download our app through the Apple Google Store and download. Or you know what's easy? Just sit there and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. That's it. And then when you want to listen to it, you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it, on the website, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are 80 or more right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, attacking our democracy, spreading the big lie in various tones of urgency, questioning our elections. Even if they do it politely and reluctantly, well, there might have been something. No, there wasn't anything wrong with it. They are attacking our democracy and spreading the big lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, bluntest force against that. And Matt Flynn Direct is among the strongest and bluntest parts of Devil Radio. So I'll tell you what, click on the link, show you the way you can support Devil Radio. Well, I'll tell you, up to their old shenanigans, two Republicans on the Wisconsin Election Commission have now said that they failed to read their emails. And now that they do want a hearing on the challenge before the commission that was filed a long time ago, that was challenging the grants that were given by private people, specifically the head of Facebook, Zuckerberg, to municipalities to help them pay the cost of administering the election. Now let's get under the skin of this. What happened is during the last election, because the Republicans starve localities for money they need to do their core functions, the Zuckerbergs set up a grant program around the country where it was lawful, where they would go to, say, to Milwaukee, and they go to Ladysmith. They went all over the state, Republican, Democrat, didn't matter. And they go, here's some money, and you can use it to pay poll workers and do that. We have no interest in what happens in this election. We're not going to be involved at all. You just can pay salaries that your legislatures have starved you of. Well, what happened was it went out to over 200 communities. The right wing, the Trump people, filed claims only with respect to five of them: Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha. Have heavy Democratic votes, not the other 200, not Ladysmith, not Monroe, not Mellon, none of these places, not Whitehall, not Marinette County, none of them. Well, it went to three courts threw it out, and they said there's nothing wrong with that. Any private citizen can contribute to the government if they want, and they can designate a purpose, and the government can decide whether to accept it or not. And as long as they're not involved in the actual counting of the votes and all that, it's absolutely fine. Three courts. When the election commission took it up, remember something, there are six commissioners. Three of them are Democrats and three of them are Republicans. That's how it has to be. And they rotate the chairmanship. The chairmanship now is a woman named Ann Jacobs, a very good chairman, a Democrat. And she sent out a very, very clear email to everybody. And she said, we have hired the DeWitt Law Firm, which is an eminent law firm in Madison. I knew General DeWitt, one of the founder of the firm. He was an actual Army regulation card-carrying Army general, but he also a great patriot and a great man. I know his son, Johnny D., John DeWitt. And he was a great lawyer, and he is a great businessman. In any event, the DeWitt firm, very well respected, looked at it. They looked at it. They said three courts have said this is okay. We've looked at it, and it is okay. So Ann Jacobs sent this out to all six commissioners and said, this is the DeWitt Law Firm. And it's not a Democratic law firm. They're Republicans in that law firm. And so here's the deal. If anybody wants a hearing, let me know by X date. Otherwise, we are just going to accept the conclusion of the DeWitt Law Firm, which is based on three Wisconsin court decisions. None of the commissioners said they wanted a hearing. So she issued the decision of the commission, consistent with the court decisions, that this was fine. This was fine. Well, here's what happened. Two of them got up on their hind legs. They sprung out of the weeds. Dean Knudsen and Bob Spindell. They're very different people, by the way. I want to talk about Bob Spindell. And they go, we didn't read our emails. We did, what? You don't read your emails? You're on the Wisconsin Election Commission. You don't read your emails? Are you kidding me? This is what, Voss doesn't read any invoices, so maybe you guys don't read anything. They're too Republican. They said, well, we now want a hearing. And Jacob is saying, well, wait a minute. By the way, the third Republican has not been heard from. We don't know. So the chairman, Dean Ann Jacobs, goes, well, you had a shot at it. I mean, you know, we can't keep this alive all day. You can't just suddenly get a hearing when we've already issued a decision. There is no hearing. And the hearing isn't going to change what three courts said. And if we locked 3-3, it would go to circuit court and the same thing would happen. They're playing games. They're playing games. Now, Dean Knudsen is one thing, but this Bob Spindell is a problem. He's a real problem, Bob Spindell. Bob Spindell was one of the fake electors that the Republican Party sent off to Pence and sent off to the Senate and sent off to the House and said, these are the electors from Wisconsin as a result of the presidential election. It was false. They were Trump electors. Bob Spindell, a member of the commission, actually sat in a conference room in the Capitol, convened by the Republicans, to just override the Wisconsin presidential vote. I have said before, and I say now, whoever sent that certification into those electors, that was a crime. That was a forgery. That was a false statement to the Congress. And nothing appears to have happened about it. Well, of course, Tony Evers, with the certification from the commission certified Biden. The commission certified Biden, yet Spindell is going rogue, going off in a fake meeting. So Evers, as governor, says, well, if the commission certified it, I'm certifying it. So the Biden electors went off too. And what are electors? Electors, you know, in the Constitution, they're electors for each state based on their members of Congress. So we have 8 members of Congress, of the House, and 2 senators, so we get 10 electors. And usually what you do is you get partisans in both parties, whoever won. You'll get office holders and county chairmen for the party and people who are loyal to the party, and that's what you want. There have been some cases where people have gone rogue. Some Democratic electors would not cast their votes for Hillary Clinton out in the Western states. In 1960, some electors in Alabama wouldn't cast them for John Kennedy, even though he won the state. And so you get some of that. Supreme Court has taken care of that. But this guy Spindell is one of the guys that was a fake elector. And now they're going, well, now we want a hearing. Now that you want to hear it, let me tell you some background here. Some background here. They're only challenging 5 municipalities out of more than 200 that got the money. They said it's fine if you want to give it to Ozaukee County, Washington County, Waukesha County. That's fine, but not Dane County, not Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, or Brown County. Every other county is okay. Every other county is okay. Well, let me tell you something. This money that came out of Facebook, half of it went to municipalities where there were fewer than 25,000 voters. Half of it nationwide is a lot of money. A lot of those municipalities voted Republican. Zuckerberg funded the poll workers who were counting Republican votes as much or more than the other ones. They don't say this kind of stuff. They do not say this kind of stuff. So stand by. I don't think this is going anywhere. But it does show me, you know, more than, well, about now 11 states have passed laws giving the power to count the vote, taking it away from their secretaries of state and their commissions, and giving it to their gerrymandered legislatures, to the Vosses, you know, to the Gablemans and their agents. Remember this, and remember this always, the quote of Stalin, one of the worst mass murderers in history, killed over 20 million people. Stalin of Russia once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. That's what's happening in the United States. And they're limiting it to 6 states. They're limiting it to Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. 6 states could change the election if fraud were permitted into the vote counting. You cannot let Voss count anything. you couldn't let Voss count the change for your ice cream cone. You cannot let Voss and Gableman count anything. You must understand that. And you can steal more money with a briefcase than a gun, and you can change a presidential election with anonymous lawyers sliding in to six states and arguing that somehow the legislature should count the votes. That is what is happening. They will throw out votes that are Democratic votes, enough of them, so that the Republicans win. I don't care if you're a Republican, independent, or what you are. That is not democracy, and we have got to stand up for democracy. Period. End of story. On a different note, and this bothers me a lot, in the last couple of weeks, two men have frozen to death in Milwaukee. They lay in the street. One was a 72-year-old man. He was homeless. He was a veteran. 700 block of Old World 3rd Street. If you've ever gone to a Bucks game, you ever need a Maters? I mean, you're talking about just a block or so north of Wisconsin Avenue on 3rd Street. The guy lying there, he had no jacket on. He froze to death. Hey, guys, if you see somebody lying, there's another guy. He was in his 50s, 59 years old, the 1900 block, South Muskego Avenue, December 6th. He had a light jacket on. If you see somebody lying on the sidewalk, stop your car. Are you a human being? Stop your car. Call the police. Call 911. Stay with them. Stay with them. When the weather, this isn't July. This is December. Stay with him if you're in Milwaukee. Stay with him. Report it. Do not let it go unobserved. I can't believe that cars didn't go by and see two guys lying there on the sidewalk. Lying there on the sidewalk. And they froze to death. One had no coat on. The other one had a light jacket. If somebody is incapacitated, you're not human if you drive by and don't do something about it. Call 911. And the police, where are you? When you're cruising, you see somebody lying on the sidewalk. And I know Milwaukee police are overworked, and I know they do a good job, but come on. Pick them up. Cruise. Have a cruise patrol cruising for guys lying on the sidewalk. This is unbelievable, and it's uncivilized. Going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.